Beloved family, we do not stand on how we feel. We stand on the finished work of the cross. My brides, you do not stand or fall on the doings of this world, for your eternal home and origin is from on high. You have correctly discerned the times you are now in. The battle for your souls has reached a fever pitch in the second heavens. My beloved ones, stand inside of me, where no evil can snatch you away. This is the dark storm of the last days. Witchcraft is at its heyday, fighting for control of this world. The complacency of many who live for the pleasures of this world and built a cage around their lives are now finding themselves blind and cut off from reality, just beginning to awake to a world they never imagined. You are not a part of this reality. No, you are my brides. You are mine, and I carry you. I have not turned you over to the darkness that is now saturating this world. You are mine, and none other will have you. During these times, you are being pelted with suggestions, whims of fancy, and sidetracks to move away from my will. Beloved ones, you must stand your ground in me. And I'll tell you how I do it. The Lord has kind of given me this vision of him standing there with his cloak around him and his arms open. And I just kind of back into his heart. And he seals me tightly in to his heart where no storm can reach me. So when he says, beloved ones, you must stand your ground in me, he means in me, for sure. This is no time for restlessness and being unseated from my holy will and purposes. You must stand your ground and fight for what I have shown you is your way to holiness. You are constantly faced with irrational suggestions that glitter and shine from the outside, but are full of deadly poison on the inside, leading you away and apart from me and your destiny. Stand your ground and be the brave and discerning warriors I have trained you to become. As you stand on the ground and purposes I have led you in, I will begin to take down your enemies who were so sure they could put an end to you. But you are not standing on earth. You are standing in my heart, attentive to every beat I send out for your prayers, standing in the gap, which in these perilous times is widening from good to evil. I am sustaining you. I am holding you firm for my purposes, and you are going to see many things fall around you. Evil things that I have allowed for a season, but are now coming to an end. Resist every temptation to be restless. Stand and put roots down into my heart, allowing me alone to nourish and sustain you with my thoughts and my will. The things that will be falling around you are in their own evil reality, not yours. Your reality is my victory at the cross, where you and I are grounded together. Do not give in to the temptation to move from this holy ground. What you have established will prosper and grow. That's why the enemy is waging a brutal war on my people. They want to put an end to the vision and cause you to drift away from your ground zero. Why? Because your time of fruitfulness is coming. Stand with me, read the signs of the times as the walls of darkness crumble around you. We still will have the victory. And that was the end of his message. And the other thing I hadn't mentioned is that right now we're under some of the strongest radiation pulses from the sun that we've ever been under. And it caused nausea, sleepiness, and lethargy, brain fog, achy joints, and aches and pains. And of course, they're scrubbing the numbers so that you don't see how bad it really is. But boy, you can sure feel it in your body. So we need to stand in more than one way. Amen.